It's a Tuesday afternoon. Let's check in on the futures markets here for the closing market report. On the phone line from New Market, Indiana, is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Wayne. How are you today?
Well, good afternoon, Todd. It's a beautiful day over in the neighborhood here.
Oh, it is just magnificent. Looks like it's going to stay that way, although it's going to get a bit warmer. That's nice. Maybe a bit more rainfall across the Midwest. I do have a question about the futures markets because we had two really hard down days after the USDA report was released on Thursday. Thursday, of course, the markets were closed on Friday. Yesterday was another hard down day. And then today, I don't know whether we want to call it turnaround Tuesday or we just finished it all up. What do you think?
I think that it looked like a turnaround Tuesday this morning when we walked in, and it sure didn't feel like it until right at the close today when we brought things back to about unchanged. I do think that we are probably, you know, limiting some of our sell-off here at this point in time, that we maybe went down, and I can't say we've exhausted all of it, but the question is, will we turn around and bounce from here, or will we just trade sideways from here until we see that report coming out on the 10th? You know, a lot of talk about what they are going to do with the carryout for the corn on that. If we look at what they did, you know, it does pretend to over 900 million carryout in the corn, and that, of course, equates back to a much lower price in the July time period.
Indeed, it does. You think that... Well, of course, there are two things at work here. NASS is one of them, which came out with the reports, the grain stocks and the planning intentions report, which were released last Thursday. And then the other side of that is the Agricultural Outlook Board, the World Ag Outlook Board, which will release the WASD numbers. They're due out the April the 10th. And I guess they have to make them work together to some extent, but they're two sets of economics.
They sure are. And the last time that we had these kind of big moves, one report sort of undid the other report a little bit, and that's the question we have to ask ourselves. I mean, do we want to be a little bit long going to that report or a little bit short if they come up with that? And I think one of the things we're going to have to really do and look at that is we're going to have to use some option strategies to handle this.
See, the last time, that would have been, what, the fall of 2010, I think? Is that correct?
Yeah, there was sort of a mysterious 300 million bushel that... popped up, popped out.
Yeah, well, we'll figure out whether that happens again early on this time around in the month of April, and you're expecting that options are the best way to handle that process then.
Well, I think that, you know, that's one of the safer ways to do one of these because, you know, we are, you know, if they do actually add that 300 and some million bushel back in, it's going to put us in a situation where we were figuring well over a dollar higher is what the price should be just a week ago. And if they don't, if they pull it back on out, why, we do have a chance of rebounding 50 to 75 cents.
This, of course, would be for old crop, and it does have an impact on new crop because the carryout would change. What do you think is the difference there? We're about a dollar on old crop corn. What about new crop corn?
Well, the new crop corn, unfortunately, there isn't a dollar on the upside here, I don't think, without some weather problems, Todd. It's probably more of a 50-cent type move.
And for soybeans, they've got to adjust some of those numbers as well.
You know, that is, but there's been not near as much taken out of the beans. They've been a lot more resilient, and the stocks are still fairly tight. You know, one of the big things was that Oil World had a report today that said the worst of the Brazil shipping delays may be over for now, and that could chop into some of the U.S. Demand and also into our meal demand coming up here. But all in all, we're still got a very tight situation on the beans for this year.
What are the other outside influences impacting the grain and oilseed markets at this time?
Oh, I mean, the dollar has been tremendously big on it, Todd. As we watch it go up and down on the Cyprus situation, the gold market, just the whole world economy is going to be a very big thing. But the biggest thing of all to watch is still going to be the weather for what it's going to be, not just here in the U.S., but South America, Russia, and the different parts of the world. Because, you know, we saw that at these high prices that Russia could grow a lot of grain. We saw China come in doing things, and we saw, you know, South America just have an outstanding crop this year.
The weather rainfall that is in the forecast for a good portion of the United States, enough to alleviate some of the problems out west at this point, do you think, or at least is the marketplace considering that?
I think that it will help. Now, alleviate, no. I mean, we're still way too much in a drought situation out west of the Mississippi to say one incident or one week is going to alleviate it. But sure is going to be helping, and, you know, if you start out well, you need just-in-time rains, not great rains.
And then turn your attention to the Delta area. There was a time, not so long ago, within the last couple of weeks, where they were running behind trying to get grains into the ground. How have they done in those last 2 weeks?
Well, it looks like there's been some progress. There's quite a bit. You know, Louisiana's over 90% planted. Texas is up to par on where they should be. Mississippi's there. Arkansas is starting to catch up. We're even seeing some pretty good immersion rates in those states. So we are going to have some early corn available, not as much as we did last year, of course, but you know, a little bit more moisture in some of those areas might give us a better crop when it gets here.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Of course, you can hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address there is willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.